yoga.
Thank you.
Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to WMFO Medford. My name is James, and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours until 1 o'clock. Usually, we would be listening to Socialist Alternative Radio with Jeff this morning, but he's a little sick, so I'm going to be filling in for him. And yeah, it's a great show. You know, we really appreciate all the research and work that Jeff puts into it, and he's real smart guy, and it's really got a great radio voice, you know, you gotta love it. But we're gonna try and take a load off, take a break from the political stuff today. We're gonna go more of a musical route. So if you're into that, stick with us, take a load off and relax, and keep it here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. are back. You are listening to Socialist Alternative Radio on WMFO Medford. I'm subbing in for Jeff this morning. So thanks for tuning in with us. Just wanted to take a moment to talk to you all about cell phone rights. I know. It's not something that you would really necessarily think about, but it's important. And, especially in these times, it's something we all need to start considering. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So, consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's question to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is no, officer. I do not consent to a search. Thank you. You should throw a thank you in. They get pissy if you don't do that. Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored in your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. That was a public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That's what we're here to do. We're here to educate. That was interesting. I honestly, quite frankly, I did not know my cell phone rights. I'm glad I chose to read that PSA. I didn't realize that they could just look at your phone if you don't have a passcode on it. Granted, I have nothing to hide for all those listening, but, you know, you can't be too careful in this world. So, I think everybody should take their advice. Anyway, we're going to get back to the music here. This next song is called Archie Marry Me. It is by the Always Band out of Canada. Very great band. Nice summery tunes. I think you guys are going to enjoy them. So keep it here. Thanks for tuning in. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. Place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Coffee, tea and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north. And I wonder what she bought it for.
Start.
that black man ain't gonna run alongside a perfect sun. Is Dallas to the library, the place they ended Kennedy? They stood where Oswald took his shot. In my opinion, there's a bigger plot. Costner's back and to the left, the picket fence, the better bet. Paris came and summer went, the tunnel's now a flower bed. The famous turf that made Jeff Hurst, the vodka stops to quench my thirst. Golden Gate stroke Alcatraz, and the fat man failed to get us past. Jimmy's Corner and Raging Bull, De Niro's jokes and bottle pills, Elvis tales from Mr. Woodward, any Richard Burton if you could. Tourist stare, tourist stops, one more picture, one more god, another top of for change. It makes you think, it makes you sane. Talking more about yourself is a mirror to have a check. Checks are always passing through. Some depart, but a lot come too. Restaurant talk or pick your teeth. You bite your tongue or chew your meat. Sleep or drink or drink to sleep. And one more week and we'll meet. Talk of what we haven't done since we departed back a month. We argue why we have to shout. All in all, it's nice to be sweet brother Malcolm. He's under house arrest. It's the talk of the town. Who'd have thought it of him? Sweet cousin Mary, no blood in her veins. She had so much, now nothing remains. When it all comes crashing down in the
in the prison. The last New Year I'll ever see. I wanna stay on that magic mountain with lost souls and beautiful women. I drank some of farmer's potion. We were moving in slow motion, the slower better, the slower her the better. There's no one old on Magic Mountain. There's no one old, old on Magic Mountain. That was the very last barn I'm burning. So for now everyone is dancing as if it's any time but the present. So for now young thing in my path, I'll hold there.